Multi-agency task force arrests trend to Aragua members in immigration raid. By Randy Clark on January 26, 2025. A surprise early morning immigration raid on a makeshift nightclub in the Denver metro area resulted in the arrest of approximately 50 migrants in an illegal status, including some with connections to the violent Venezuelan Tren de Aragua gang. Multiple federal agencies participating in the raid focused on criminal activity at the location. Agents assigned to the Denver offices of the Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, Denver Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and the Denver Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, ATF, were assisted by local authorities during the Sunday morning raid that resulted in the seizure of an undisclosed quantity of weapons, drugs, and cash. An early AM raid of a makeshift nightclub in Adams County. Hashtag DEA, at Aero Denver, at the Denver, at Atfgalong W local partners seize drugs, cash, weapons. This was invite only, dozens connected to the Tren de Aragua, da, gang were there. This bus took away nearly 50 illegal aliens. pic.twitter.com/dtong9z. Dear Rocky Mountain, at Dear Rocky Mountain, January 26, 2025. According to the Denver DEA office, approximately 50 migrants suspected of being in the country illegally were arrested and transported to a detention facility by Denver's ICE enforcement and removal officers, who also participated in the pre-dawn raid. The names and pending criminal charges facing those arrested in the operation have not been revealed. Hashtag DEA and federal/local partners conducted an early morning operation at a makeshift nightclub in Adams County. Drug/weapon/cash seized. Approximately 50 illegal aliens were taken into custody by Aero Denver. Many are connected with the Tren de Aragua, da, gang from Venezuela. pic.twitter.com/hxck5bu2g. Dear Rocky Mountain, at Dear Rocky Mountain, January 26, 2025. Last week, the Department of Homeland Security announced it would be tapping other federal law enforcement agencies to assist in the apprehension of illegal aliens, Breitbart Texas reported. Thanks to the last administration's open border policies, we've seen violent criminals and gang members terrorize American communities, a DHS spokesperson said in a written statement. Today's action empowers law enforcement officials at the DOJ to help identify and apprehend aliens who have illegally come into our country. Sunday's raid is the latest of several immigration actions the Trump administration took since the inauguration. On Thursday, 538 migrants included a suspected terrorist, four members of the Tren de Aragua gang, and several illegals convicted of sex crimes against minors, according to White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt. As reported by Breitbart News, the suspected terrorist arrested is Turkish national Gürkan Adrigsel, 29, according to ICE records. ICE New York arrested Adrigsel for entry without inspection during nationwide immigration operations conducted on Thursday. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark.